When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 588. I don't have a reason as to why I started this podcast like an old-timey whittler who was about to spin a yarn. I will spin you a yarn about At Midnight coming back next week because we're on hiatus this week. Monday, Rob Corddry, Donna Furman, Alison Becker. Tuesday, Doug Benson, Ari Shaffir, Bobby Lee. Wednesday, Broken Lizard panel with Jay, Kevin, and Steve. And then, of course, Thursday is our Halloween show with Steve Agee, Brian Posehn, and Aisha Tyler. There will be costumes. I would like to remind you guys that the Nerdist Podcast Network produces other podcasts that you might want to check out at some point. Some new podcasts you might enjoy listening to would be Hound Tall with Moshe Kasher, which is a monthly podcast featuring Moshe and two other comics talking to an expert on different topics, and then Lies with Sarah Schaefer. That's weekly. Sarah Schaefer, who is incredibly funny and has been incredibly funny on At Midnight and pretty much everything else she does, look her up. They essentially lie their way through an entire interview. For example, Jim Gaffigan was just on and talked about being a gymnast and a yoga icon. Wait, that's not true? Well, I guess that's not true. This podcast is Kristen Ritter, who's rad. We had so much fun. I met her about a year ago at Disneyland, of all places. That would completely support the aforementioned fun claim. And she's great. She was promoting Listen Up, Philip, which is the movie with Jason Schwartzman. And he was just on promoting that as well. So here we go. The Nerdist Podcast, number 588, with the delightful Kristen Ritter.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Is it cool if I sit back like this?
Yeah, you could like sit back, or you could thing. You could be like,
yeah,
okay. You could do it like this.
Okay.
You could do it like this.
Awesome.
You could kind of prop it up here, or you could do like Janet Jackson style headset.
That's cool.
Do you remember?
I don't. What was that from?
That was that Rhythm Nation? Yeah.
Oh.
You're too young for that.
No.
You don't have to know Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation.
I do know Rhythm Nation. How does it go again? Just jog my memory.
People of the world today, are we looking for a better way of life? Sing it up now. We are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
Okay, I don't know that song.
Well, maybe I
do. You know what I was thinking in my head? This is so embarrassing. I was thinking rhythm is a dancer.
First of all, if you say...
That's like Dance Mix 93.
But if you say I was thinking rhythm a dancer, it is assumed that it was an embarrassing thought.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason that anyone should ever think that. Yeah. But I can't remember how that goes. Kristen, would you refresh my memory?
No, it's not happening.
I really wish you could just enlighten me as to how...
I can't.
Well...
I can't.
There's this open loop, and I told a friend of mine you would sing it, so...
I can't do it. Moving on.
Do, 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 do.
I mean, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay, fine.
I'll be too mortified.
All right, I'm finally catching my breath. I ran from my car at the front of the lot.
I could hear you. We heard you stomping and running.
Okay, I know. I was the annoying person in the hallway where people are just shuffling on like, excuse me.
Like, get off your phone. Get out of the way.
What I have to do is way more important than what you're doing. Even though I don't know what they were up to.
Right.
But welcome. It's nice to finally... I don't think we ever met before a year ago when I saw you at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Disneyland. The fireworks had never happened.
Yes.
Oh, that's why. There were no fireworks. But we had our seats.
We were all ready to go. It was going to be amazing. Everyone was excited. There was Disney Christmas magic in the air.
Yeah. And that was my birthday.
What?
That was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
It was a year ago in December.
You wouldn't have to be a Sagittarius, would you?
I so am a Sagittarius.
Me too!
What's your birthday?
November 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
December 16th.
Yeah.
Santa presents.
Yeah, nice. You know, I'm a cusp baby, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, you can go either way. Yeah, I could go either way.
Fire sign.
But I was very disappointed, and we were all very disappointed that we sat down. It was a big deal to, like, get everyone in, and literally the entire park was settled.
Yeah.
And looking up at the sky. And then...
Well, I also rallied big time to stay. I was under the weather. I was, like, on Dayquil. And around 4:30 in the afternoon, I was with a big group of people. And it was planned ahead of time, so I didn't want to cancel. Around, like, 4:30, I was like, guys, I can't. I'm, like, dying. My throat is, like, swollen shut. My glands hurt. I can't talk. And they're like, here, just take another Dayquil. I'm like, fine. So I rallied just so we could see these fireworks.
Don't worry, Kristen. These fireworks will make it better.
No fireworks.
And then all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, the fireworks...
Something bad is happening.
Due to high winds...
Is that what it was?
Followed shortly by... Señoras y señores. This is Disneyland. I always like the follow-up Spanish warnings.
Yeah.
On all of the...
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
No, me neither.
Not
but
really.
I went online to like check out Rosetta Stone the other day.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get Rosetta Stone.
It's awesome. I'm doing it for Japanese.
Oh, you are?
Hi.
What else do you know how to say?
In Japanese?
Yeah.
I know how to
say my name is...
Watashi no namae. Watashi wa Kurisu desu.
What is that?
That is, my name is Chris. Chris is Kurisu.
Oh.
And desu means like, I guess that means it is...
Oh, right, because des ka means a question.
Right, des, and it's D-E-S-U, but you don't pronounce the U.
Right.
And then there's like a vowel sound in between every double consonant.
It's not... Japanese isn't as hard. I mean, you can't read the characters, obviously.
Right.
But if it's written out in our alphabet, it's phonetical. Like, you can actually
read sort of,
it.
You can sort of work it out, but if you're reading, like the kanji, for instance, like any of that, then it just gets crazy.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm probably never going to, in a lifetime, understand all that. But...
Genki desu ka?
What? Oh, what's that?
All right, how are you? Are you happy?
See.
Hi.
Hi. I should...
Or just like a groan.
I should...
Yeah. It's been a very long time since I was in Tokyo, but when I was there, I was so, like, ambitious with wanting to learn the language, and I had books, like, Speak Japanese Today.
Why wait?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you wouldn't buy a book that was, like, Speak Japanese in a month.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh, well, I'm here now.
I need this now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like Japan? I've never been.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been many years since I was there, but I loved it. Probably because it was my first trip, like, away from home.
Oh.
And the first time I went, I was 16. Then I went again when I was 18, and again when I was 20. For, like, 3 months at a time.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
That's amazing!
Yeah. And I loved it. I was in the world by myself. I was, like, drinking beers from vending machines. Like, the biggest beers you've ever seen. Like, the cans are, like... gallon-sized beers.
Okay, that's not how I picture that. I picture that with a bunch of people with just, like, their mouths attached to various openings on a vending machine and just, like, being flooded.
I mean, maybe that's there now. Things change.
It could be.
Yeah, you could buy the weirdest stuff in vending machines back then. But the city is so clean. There's a lot of very high platform shoes.
Okay.
We're talking platforms like this high, and girls walk around and then sometimes fall down and crack their heads open.
But most of the time it's probably fine.
Yeah.
Do some of the dudes wear platform shoes too, or just the ladies?
No, it's just the girls. I actually had bought a pair. They just look like Uggs with like giant cinder blocks. But I had a pair. I never wore them once. I'll buy high heel shoes and then never wear them once.
No. Are you a comfortable shoes girl?
I wear my boots every day.
Nice.
Every single day for 10 years.
Nice.
And in no way is that depressing.
No, I think it's great. Listen, I've stick.
Did you get that was from a movie?
What was that from?
Anchorman.
Oh my God.
Anchorman 1.
I haven't seen the original Anchorman in so long.
Okay.
In
so long. You have seen it.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen it. Yes, I've seen Anchorman, but not in the 10 years. Not a lot in the 10 years since.
I bet if you looked at my iTunes playlist, it would show that I've seen the movie 86 to 95 times.
Okay, so what are your like three or four other movies
that you've seen that many
times?
Tombstone.
It's fucking great.
It's so great. It holds up too.
It's so good. Oh my God.
Really into Tombstone.
Tombstone's rad. I think we just had the Tombstone conversation.
And it's layered. It's find new stuff.
You know, didn't we have this conversation where like when Val Kilmer went in and first went like the first day of shooting? He was like, Val, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with this guy? And he was like, I got something. And just started with all that, hey everybody, now I'm gonna talk like this. And they were like, whoa, wait, I don't know. But somehow it totally worked.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I love when he like spins the guns.
Yeah.
And then one doesn't even spin.
Oh yeah, when he's doing the cups,
he's super drunk, he's playing
cards, he's in the bar, Johnny Ringo comes in, he does like all sorts of crazy stuff, and then he spins that little shot glass.
And it doesn't spin.
Yeah.
Yeah. he just jumps. But Ringo, Johnny Ringo was so, I remember thinking he was super hot when I was a teenager.
Yeah. He was in Terminator.
Okay, I'm not the target demographic for the Terminator movie, so I haven't seen a single one of them, but I haven't seen anything.
I wouldn't have pegged you as a target demo for Tombstone, but here we are.
I guess that's a good point.
A guy like Johnny Ringo got a hole in him, and no amount of killing or boozing could ever fill it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that movie is dope.
And then Wyatt goes to face Johnny Ringo, even though he knows that he can't beat him, and then Doc shows up, even though you think Doc's dead, and he shoots him, and it's a fucking... I would watch that one scene on repeat over and over and over and over again.
I'm overdue. I may throw this on later.
Tombstone movie night, guys.
Tombstone.
I'm going to bring over my Tauntaun sleeping bag. So Tombstone is number two. What's another one?
Step Brothers.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm really, really... that movie makes me laugh. It's so quotable. What else? I'm about to disappoint you guys very deeply here. The Notebook.
I was gonna say that as a joke answer. I was gonna say The Notebook.
I mean, it's
as a
kind
joke
of
answer.
A joke answer, but it's, you know, there's truth to every joke.
I mean,
that movie's great. Have you seen it?
No.
Then you've never been in love.
No, I have, but I don't.
You need to watch it immediately with your girlfriend.
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, you don't?
Maybe because I haven't seen The Notebook.
You know, can I watch The Notebook?
I don't have. Maybe if I watched The Notebook, I would get a girlfriend.
Because they write in notebooks?
When you just jumped, it pulled this, and it stopped recording, and I don't think it saved any of that. I don't know what happened.
Well, we have it on here.
Yeah, we have it on here. So I'll start recording now, and I'll just mesh them together, but I have no idea what happened.
All right, good.
Okay, so you say everything you said in the first 10 minutes. All right.
Are you kidding?
Well, no, we have a backup. Okay. This is why we back up.
Great, that's good. That's smart.
This is why we back that ass up. Do you want to...
Back that ass up. That's probably also really high on my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
It's recording now. It's fine now.
Rhythm is a Dancer. I know, but then if this one goes out... Then we're totally boo-fooed, as they said in the 80s. Okay, good. Okay, I will not get super excited, but I genuinely was about to say, was it The Notebook? And then we got through all that. Okay, here's why I have not seen The Notebook, Kristen Ritter, because it would truthfully probably really make me sad.
Yeah, it's a real tearjerker.
I don't like sad movies.
Yeah, well, then you can skip it, but it's very well acted. It's very compelling.
So it's all, The Notebook is basically a diary of a romance.
Of
that
a romance,
had.
And then the old lady, look how many beverages I have in my purse right now. I'm like digging for something. I'm digging for like the perfect chapstick that I want.
Yeah. I always have a lot of beverages on me. Here's the thing.
Do you keep a wallet in your juice bag?
I have my wallet, yeah. I always have a lot of, usually also have like a bubbly water and then maybe like an almond milk latte.
Right.
I think it's like a way for me to feel in control because, you know, when you're shooting or you're working, you have to like, you can't move.
Right.
You're not allowed to like go do things on your own.
No, they don't let you.
I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. Somebody wants to walk you. I'm like, I'm a grown woman.
No, they treat you like a child.
Yeah.
Performers are like children.
Yeah, performers are children. Don't move. Stay there. You need something. We'll get it for you. And I'm such like, I'm an independent girl. I like to do things for myself. So having all of these beverages, I can decide what I want.
I'm going to make a suggestion to you.
Yes.
And it's going to melt your brain.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Juice jacket. Now, we take a jacket and in various pockets, we fill them with juices. And then around the collar of the jacket, various crazy straws that puncture in to the various juice pockets. And so you don't really, you just have to put your juice jackets on and then just pick a straw.
Yeah.
To.
And then if you're doing a close-up, we can maybe do a juice belt.
Well, I don't.
So it's out of frame.
This is why we need to make these things.
I think it would be a huge hit. All right,
what, are you trying to find another juice?
I'm looking for like a chapstick and it's not, oh, whatever. I have a lot of weird stuff in here. I haven't emptied my bag in like 2 weeks. Let's not talk about it. It's gross.
It can't be any grosser than my bag.
I mean, I've got like an empty hand. No, there's a little bit left.
There's a little bit of hand sanitizer.
A little hand sanitizer.
Yeah. It's basically, I've determined that because I travel so much, my backpack is essentially
your life.
It's a mashup between a Radio Shack and a Walgreens.
Yeah, that's kind of what this is.
It has every cable I could possibly need. It's like a medicine cabinet in the AV club. So there's all these cables, and then of course all of the potential Tylenol, but Advil, but Pepto, but you know, it's like everything that
it's all stuff that you've acquired from like mini bars. I have a Tylenol, but it's not really Tylenol. It's like called My Head Hurts. And it's from the mini bar, like from Soho or
it's
something.
It's from Douchebag Industries.
Yeah.
Hey, I got my fucking head. It's called Hey My Fucking Head.
Yeah.
And it's
My Tummy Hurts. That's what the medicines are called. My tummy hurts. I'm sleepy, but I'm not sleepy.
That sounds like something that was translated into English.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually sound like a product that was native to this particular country. But Kristen, let's talk a little bit about you and where you came from and then get into like your hopes and dreams. Where were you raised?
I was raised in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Until the age of 12, I lived in this little town called Benton.
Okay.
It's very tiny.
All right.
It's got a street and maybe like three other streets.
Well, how does a young, ambitious girl get out of Benton, Pennsylvania and make her dreams come true?
Well, I was scouted at the mall.
Okay.
One of those.
Always
stories.
A good idea.
Well, it was totally legit.
Mm-hmm.
It was Elite, which is like.
That is actually very legit.
Yeah, and even I had heard of Elite, probably from like, you know, the backs of magazines. Mm-hmm. But not like the Barbizon or like the scam modeling things. Like those are. I feel like I'll get a call about that.
No, no, you won't. You'll be fine.
But other like scammy, you know.
Faces International, I think you're talking
stuff
about.
Like that, yeah. Where they like, do you want to be a model? Come and give us $5,000.
We'll put you in our magazine.
Yeah, we'll take pictures of you.
Right.
Then what do you do with these pictures? That, by the way, are terrible. So my mom and I were at the mall. So after Benton, I moved about 20 minutes away to a farm in the middle of nowhere. So I went from this like little town with like streets that mm-hmm. I could ride my bike and like go get pizza and like go to the creek. And then I moved to the farm, which is in the middle of nowhere. Thank God one day we're at the mall. I was fighting with my mom in public and Elite was there scouting for models and right place, right time kind of a thing. I was 15.
Okay.
And they were like, are you interested in modeling? And we were like, what? Because.
Excuse me, we're fighting.
We're fighting. I'm wearing a chapstick necklace and clogs. What are you talking about? Look at me. So that sort of was what opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then luckily I had a good head on my shoulders. And I walked through that door and turned a molehill into a mountain, I guess.
That's amazing. So did it start right away?
I started going to the city. And then I figured out I was very perceptive very early. And I was noticing that girls would come to New York for 2 seasons or something. And it was all like camp. You know, you're in a model's apartment. You're like in these bunk beds. And there's like a group of like 8 to 10 girls at a time. And after 2 seasons, you would never see those girls ever again. Because they would get sent home, and that was it. They had, like, 2 seasons to, like, hit or something to happen, and if it didn't, that's it. And I was like, well, I'm not going home. What can I do next? And I would book some jobs. I was moderately successful as a model. And then I was always like loud and obnoxious and annoying and kind of funny, I guess. And they and my agency would start to send me on commercial auditions. So it was like, and a lot of actors start out doing commercials. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was just like this one extra step before that. And then I started like working, and then I started doing pilot seasons, and then I was like reading all these pilots, and I was like, I want to write one of these. And so then I started doing that and just like kind of doing my own thing.
What was your worst commercial audition you've ever had to?
Well, you know, at the time you have to dance a lot. Mm-hmm. They're like, so tell us about yourself, turn profile, say something funny, and now like let's see your personality and your dancing. And that's the first audition that I had. That's what I had to do for Dr. Pepper.
And of course you start going, rhythm is a dancer.
Rhythm is a dancer. So I would dance around. At first I was like, this is awesome. I have full control over my life. I can just like dance really funny. Then like after some time goes by, you're like, I don't want to dance. What is this? So yeah, the dancing, I guess. I'm not like down with the dancing at auditions mm-hmm. anymore.
No.
Also, I'm like awkward. And when you're young, it's like funny and quirky. But when you're a grown ass woman, you're expected to be like super sexy. And I just don't want to be super sexy.
Well, I don't know how anyone does
ew.
That thing.
It's so gross. I'm like, what? The idea of like people dancing is stripping and twerking.
Yeah,
and
essentially.
I'm not gonna do that.
No, you don't have to.
I don't want to do that.
I think at this point, it's you. You don't really need to do.
Yeah,
that.
I don't need to do that.
There's no reason that I think.
Yeah, I'll stay home.
You've been in a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah.
I think the dance. I assume the Breaking Bad audition was.
I didn't have to dance.
Vince
didn't have
going,
to dance.
All right, Kristen. So we're just gonna have you dance around for a bit if you want.
That's so great.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my god, that's so great.
I love talking to Vince. He's the nicest guy in the world.
You like talking as Vince?
Yeah, I like talking as Vince too. Hey, Kristen. Sorry. Listen, we're gonna have to kill you in a terrible way, yeah. But if you could just dance around, and we'll. So your rhythm as a dancer. That I think that's the most conceptual thing I've done all week is sing Rhythm as a Dancer as Vince Gilligan in Kristen Ritter's audition for Breaking Bad.
Amazing.
So at what point did you... So if you... Because you're obviously very funny. So that... Was that weird when you were younger? Did you notice that at a young age? Or did that make
that
you...
I was funny?
Not relate to other kids?
Well, I think... I was always like entertaining people. I don't remember being that funny. I remember like being like loud. Mm-hmm. My mom said that, my aunts and everybody said that I would scream a lot, like the top of my lungs. So I was like, maybe because I wasn't getting enough attention. Maybe that's not my fault.
That's right.
Kids are blank slates and then you ruin them.
I'm just throwing that out there.
And then I remember at like high school parties and stuff, I would do like weird charades and like entertain people.
Nice.
But it wasn't until I started acting and I would be auditioning for things like Law and Order
mm-hmm.
and doing something with like full conviction and emoting and all of that shit and somehow like getting laughs. And I found that very confusing. So I feel like by auditioning, I was informed that I was like going to go in that direction.
I always think that...
I didn't grow up being like, oh, I want to be a comedy actress or an actress at all. You know.
What did you think you wanted to do?
I had no idea and nothing sounded good to me. I'm from a farm in Pennsylvania. There, no one's like, go follow your dreams, kid. Nobody's like that. They're like, listen, you work until you're 65, hopefully, and then you'll retire and you'll have a good time. And I was like, fuck. Can you say that on your podcast? Yeah, I was like, that does not sound good to me.
Right.
That's not my path. So my mom apparently had a lot of friends who committed suicide at 18.
Jesus.
I don't know. When she says a lot, it's possible it was just one.
Okay.
she somehow exaggerates a bit. She turned 29 for like 10 years when I was growing up. And my sister, who is 15 years younger than me, was born with a heart murmur. So my mom's like, you're going to be a pediatric cardiologist. And I was like, great. I'm just going to start saying that.
Sure.
So I would say that I was going to be a pediatric cardiologist. You know, in home ec, when they go around the room,
yeah,
all of my girlfriends would say, I want to be a model. And I said I wanted to be a pediatric cardiologist.
Have you ever played a pediatric cardiologist?
Not yet.
Well, when you do, then that totally is sort of true.
Yeah. Yeah. So it happened.
Then you can go back to school and be like,
guess what?
Look at me. I was in an episode of this show where I was a pediatric cardiologist.
Yeah. Made it happen.
So it totally works.
Yeah.
Just don't think you can then practice medicine.
Yeah.
It's just you're just a pretend pediatric cardiologist.
Yeah.
Is your sister okay?
She's totally fine. She grew out of it.
She grew out of it?
Yeah, she grew out of it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's something you can grow out of.
You can just walk that shit off, right?
Just walk it off.
Yeah.
Take care of it with diet.
Do a lap. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah, no. I walked around the gym for a while.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I never had to take any medication or anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Is she a performer as well?
No. She's in high school.
Okay.
She is applying to colleges and things like that. She has some colleges checking her out for basketball.
Oh.
Very proud of her.
And are you sportsy at all?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm sportsy.
What?
Sportsy.
What?
I'm so sportsy. I played sports in high school until I was a model and I didn't have time. But I'm pretty athletic. I'm awkward.
Yeah.
And lanky and weird. And I have a high center of gravity, so I think I'm at a disadvantage.
Easy to tip over. Yep.
But I like basketball. I just played basketball the other day with my dude. Beat him at horse.
It's a very intense game.
Yeah, and we were neck and neck to the bitter end until I won.
Right.
And I also played softball in high school. I go to spinning now. I'm really into yoga. I hike. I do it all. I like to be active.
Active is good.
I don't understand. I have friends that don't exercise and don't do anything. I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's like just pure ignorance. If you want to walk later, you got to run now.
Well, yeah, that's
right?
Oh, yeah, you should put that on your Twitter profile.
Yeah.
If you want to walk later, you need to run now.
Oh, God.
Mister. I totally agree. It's actually the reason why I started exercising.
Don't you feel great, though? You get kind of hooked. You get the endorphins. You feel good.
Well, it's just, 10 years ago. I don't know. Most dudes my age don't hold up well. And so you're sort of looking around and you're like, I don't want to do the old let's turn this shit around at 55.
Yeah.
Because I see, you see dudes and, hey, that's fine. I think it's great that they decided to pick up the baton at all. But I just didn't want to. It's a little bit harder the older you get.
Good. Get it in now. Yeah. Have some consistency.
So I started doing it like 10 years ago. But
that's good.
But I was never, aside from bowling, I was never
really
sportsy. What?
I'm really into bowling,
Wait a minute. What? How?
I'm super into bowling.
Wait, why?
I don't know. I just like it. I'm competitive and I like activities.
Why?
What?
You should have done our bowling show.
When was it?
We bowled against Cranston and Aaron and Betsy and RJ.
I don't think I was invited.
Oh, you might have been dead by then.
Probably. That sounds about right. I was dead a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, it would have been really, really funny just to have you there, just like in the corner.
Hey, guys.
And Jane's here.
Oh, no. This is exploding. I don't know why this is exploding.
There's
nothing
juice.
Carbonated about it. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
There's tissues right behind you.
Kyle, quick.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Katie the dog is freaking out. Scout is the most chill dog of all dogs.
That's so weird though. Although it didn't get on anything.
It doesn't matter if it did. We need to talk about this bowling thing.
I'm really into bowling. I bowl like a 150.
You, what the fuck? Oh my God, we gotta get a bowling group.
Let's do it.
My dad was a pro bowler. I grew up on the professional bowlers tour.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, you have an advantage. What do you bowl?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Do you bowl like a 300?
I don't bowl 300s, but I'm a 190, 200 average.
Oh, okay. Then maybe we should. Let's put that on the books.
I'm sorry. I'm a 120 average bowler.
I feel like maybe this is a. Okay. This is not a carbonated beverage. Is it possible that this is fermented?
It says on the label that it's cold pressured.
Do you think it's fermented and now... It's obviously rotten. Maybe it's rotten. Here, let's help you out of it. We're just going to throw this away. I'm going to bring the garbage can over.
Oh, it smells very...
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah, it smells like vinegar.
It does?
Yeah.
This is... Oh my God, it's like... brightest color orange I've ever seen.
Somebody help me! My hand! My beautiful hand!
Thank God I have a little bit of that hand sanitizer left.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Yeah, it smells like...
death. Smells like... Okay. Well, that was awesome.
It's on underneath.
Do you want to smell my hand? Or
no, no, no. Okay, I believe you. Okay.
No, I just, you know, if you wanted to... If you wanted to double check, I totally... That was a... That juice went rogue real fast.
That was so... That's scary. Obviously, it's rotten.
That was really, that was awesome.
Sorry about that.
No, please, I don't mind.
I have a little bit of, once you get that off your hands, I have a little bit of vanilla hand sanitizer left.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Is that enough?
Yeah,
that's all that's left.
So. Oh, get all up in there. Thanks, Kyle.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. it was fun.
Okay.
We had a good moment.
This smells better. Oh my God, it smells like... Pure rubbing alcohol.
Oh, it does. I don't feel good. Yeah, you are from Pennsylvania. You guys have candlepin bowling up in there.
That's not true, but...
Okay, I take it back.
Okay, but I think that's what they do in Massachusetts.
I'm sorry, you have duck pin bowling in Pennsylvania, I
think. I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, since you don't know, let's just say that that's the case.
Okay, great.
Because I can't...
I'm very good at that also.
I can't prove otherwise. 3, 2, 1.
Boom. Holy shit!
Yeah.
Nice work.
Thank you. So, bowling is definitely going to happen at some point.
Okay.
And then beyond that, when did you make the jump from commercials to when did you actually start working theatrically?
Yeah, so...
Because pilot season's the worst thing that can happen to an actor.
I started working a little bit in... Like, I think I did my first movie in 2003, mm-hmm. which was a tiny, tiny part in Mona Lisa Smile.
Yes.
Then I did a couple of, like, weird little things like that, super small. And then I didn't start, like, getting real parts until, like, January 2004.
Okay.
And then from there, it was just, like, progression, you know? I would get guest stars, and then I got a pilot, and then I got recurring arcs, and then movies, and then parts, TV shows on my own, and all that.
Is it fun? Do you like doing it?
I love it more than anything in the world.
Okay, good.
I like acting. I don't really like watching the movies I'm in. I don't really like, you know, some of the stuff that comes with it, which wasn't the case when I started acting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that stuff, but I love acting and I love being on set. I feel like that's where I'm the most me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would want to do?
Well, I mean, I also, you know, I have a production company, which I also love doing. So I guess when I'm not acting, I'm doing that. And that's really fulfilling and exciting to me. I guess more of the same. I would do something, like some facet of it, you know.
Are you pitching shows or films?
Yeah, I'm pitching shows. I just sold one last week.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, can you talk about it?
Well, it's called Back on the Farm.
Okay.
And it's about a Hollywood actress who loses everything and has to move back to her family farm. Slightly autobiographical because I'm from a farm.
But so you haven't lost everything.
Yeah, so that's why it's not really me.
Are you going to play the fake you?
No, I'm producing it and developing it.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's like Overboard in tone, which is one of my favorite movies.
Goldie Hawn?
Yeah, Goldie
Kurt Russell?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Such a fun movie.
Too bad it didn't work out between those two kids.
I think it did.
I think they broke up.
No, they didn't.
I think they broke up.
No, they did not.
To the internet!
They're totally together.
I thought they had split up.
When? Did this just happen?
Like 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While the juice was exploding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blew up in our Twitter feed.
Damn it, Goldie. I told you not to shake up those carrot juices. What do you got?
Yeah, they're still together.
Oh. Why can't you change the search parameters to the last 30 days, Katie? I don't know. It's fine. Let's just say they're still together.
They're still together.
I saw Kurt Russell on a plane once. I sat next to him.
Oh, really?
But we were in pods, and so it wasn't like we were right next to each other.
Oh, you're flying first class, are you?
Oh, well.
Humble brag.
Things are going well, Kristen.
good for you, as they should.
But that could all go away tomorrow.
No, never.
But he was... And people just kept stopping and coming up to him, and he seemed like the sweetest. He was so like.
Was he short in real life?
He was not as tall as I thought he would
be,
but he was not short.
Yeah.
You know what I get from people? They always go, "I thought you'd be shorter."
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I always go, "I think, thank you." Like, I put a question mark at the end of the thank you. It sounds like a compliment. But
people are surprised by how tall I am, but then they also say that I look little. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, but thank you.
You're tall. You're little tall.
I'm little tall. Mm-hmm. I'm petite and tall.
You're little tall.
I'm a lanky bird.
You're a lanky hobbit. You're the tallest hobbit in the Shire.
Yeah.
That's for your Twitter bio. Kristen Ritter, the tallest hobbit in the Shire.
That's a good one.
Do you like, so you like goofy comedy movies? There's so many from the 80s that I feel like you probably would have loved.
Like what?
Like Caddyshack.
I love Caddyshack. Okay, and the Money Pit.
The Money Pit. Oh, fucking Money Pit. Such a good movie.
I loved how rom-coms used to go down. I love like Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally, those kind of movies that don't really get made anymore.
Yep. So good.
Where'd they go? Where do the good movies about people go?
They were eaten up by Kate Hudson, taking it back to Goldie Hawn.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. Goldie Hawn ruined the juice drink that you were about to enjoy, and then the romantic comedies. She was in some good romantic comedies, too, with Chevy Chase. Foul Play was a good one. Yeah. Seems Like Old Times was another really good one.
Yep.
These are going back quite a ways.
Yeah, and what was the... She was in Private Benjamin.
Private Benjamin is a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Private Benjamin's so good. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. You know what else I really liked? Outrageous Fortune. And what is the other one with her? Troop Beverly Hills.
Troop Beverly Hills. No, I think Troop Beverly Hills, I think, was Shelley Long.
Yeah, but Shelley Long was also in Outrageous Fortune.
She was in
I've moved on from Goldie. Goldie.
Yeah. We made the Money Pit.
To Shelley.
Yes. Who's a...
Fucking great.
I know. She has sort of agreed to do the podcast.
Oh, good.
So, and so is Bette Midler, I think, maybe.
Really?
I think maybe Bette Midler, I think... I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, we're really excited about that. You sure did. I saw the look on your face. Hey, Kyle.
Fun.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would
not... Is that the same song as Wind Beneath My Wings? Yeah.
It is the Wind Beneath My Wings. It is literally the same song.
I know where you're going with that. I was like, this sounds familiar. Is that the same song?
It sounded only mildly familiar because it was being performed very poorly.
Yeah, the voice of Vince Gilligan.
Did you ever know? And all of a sudden, Vince became Kermit. Hi, I've created this series about a man who makes math. How did you get involved? Was it just an audition, or did Vince pluck you up?
Yeah, it was just an audition. Literally just an audition. Just good old-fashioned how you get jobs. Nothing fancy.
Oh, man.
But I wanted to do it. I was with a different agent at the time, so thank God for him. But I had an offer on some other show, a network show, that was like on and going and big and successful. And he was like, I just want you to get in for this other show first because it was the best pilot I've ever seen. And I was like, all right, let me watch this. And I binged on the first 7 episodes. And, I mean, it was like playing with fire a little bit because there was no security in Breaking Bad. It was literally just an audition. And I had this other thing. And it was... I almost lost that other thing because I wanted to wait to see what happened with Breaking Bad. And then I ended up losing the other thing because the clock ran out. And luckily, they offered me the Breaking Bad thing.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is... Oh.
Yeah. It was a real nail biter.
That's incredible.
So stressful. Yeah.
You give me that fucking job, Vince Gilligan. You know what I just gave up for you.
But also, I don't know. He certainly doesn't know that. But maybe because we were putting a lot of pressure on, like, do we know anything? Have you made a decision yet? Or was this happening? But at the time, you know, Breaking Bad hadn't caught on. It was only 7 episodes. Nobody really seen it.
It's just a great show.
It's just a great show. And I wanted to just do the great show.
Ugh.
I didn't know that it was going to become so big. I had no idea. I had no idea. And I'm so thrilled. God. And it was a great lesson in life that when you trust your gut and your instincts, you kind of can't go wrong.
I would like to follow that. But sometimes... You know,
I don't know.
Well, there are opposing forces within your body.
Sure.
There is your gut where...
You got to make sure you know what you're listening for what you're hearing.
Your gut is basically your molecules, right? Your body telling you something.
Yeah.
But then your higher brain functions sometimes get in the way of that. Mainly because we have fears and doubts
and the mind,
and your brain, yeah. and ultimately, a lot of the time, your brain is your enemy.
So I agree.
Because your brain, I've discovered, does a lot of things that are really only concerned with your short-term happiness.
Short-term, and maybe gets like a little caught up in like greed.
Right.
Yeah.
And so short-term pursuits are not always the best things.
Yeah. I'm not great at this, but it is like a nice thing to like remind myself of when I make bad choices. I'm like, see, I did it. I learned my lesson, but I did it, you know.
Are you good at recovering from falling down?
Yes. I would say that I'm a very just innately a resilient person.
You would have to be.
You have to be. And I think because I started so young as a model and like just getting shit on, I learned
what
really
kind of modeling
young.
Was this?
Oh God!
What?
You know what I mean? I was treated poorly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was taking
shit
every...
on.
Okay. someone meets you in a mall. Hey,
yeah, yeah,
stay
yeah.
in these
hey,
bunk beds.
We're gonna shit on
someone's
you.
Someone's gonna
now.
Come in every
literally
8 hours.
Gross. But I was able to sort of look at myself and my career objectively and not like take everything super personally. Because it was business.
Sure.
When they're like, you should walk instead of taking the subway because you should get your thighs a little slimmer.
Whoa.
You're like, okay, fine. Okay, fine. And so that was like boot camp for this. I feel like I've built my identity on being really resilient, like picking my fabulous ass back up. If I get down, it's like for 5 minutes.
Sure.
Now sometimes I'm like, fuck, that stings. Ah, so it takes maybe more than 5 minutes sometimes
yeah.
when you really care, and also like the further you get along, the bigger the stakes are, and like
sure.
just like the bigger the problems are.
Right.
But I think you just gotta keep going, right? Let it slide, and keep forging ahead.
Yeah. And
choose to see the good.
I think sometimes I think sometimes it's good to have a perspective on yourself where you can view yourself as not necessarily a machine, but almost like something with predictable results or predictable behavior patterns, so that you know that if you fall down and you get like, oh, and you just get mired in, I can't, everything. And then you go, oh, no, this is just a thing that I do.
Yeah.
And it usually lasts this long.
Yeah.
And in 2 days, I'll probably be okay.
Totally.
Because I was okay the last time
you're
this happened.
Absolutely right. And you're on a roller coaster. And, you know, I don't have to get off the roller coaster. And you're going to get to the top and you're going to get to the bottom. But you're going to be at the top again in, like, what, 90 seconds?
I'm a big proponent of treating yourself, of having the perspective on yourself, of being both... scientist and basically experiment. Mm-hmm. So you can at various points throughout your life basically just kind of like take little notes on things and go, oh, it takes me this long to be productive, it takes me this long to be sad about something,
yeah.
It takes me this long, so that you start collecting all this data on yourself, and so you can go back and go, oh, okay, these are actually
yeah.
all, you know, these are data points that all sort of factor
in. And that's
the
cool thing about, that's one of the cool things about getting older.
Well, I'm glad there's something about that.
You know, but it is. It's cool. Like, oh yeah, I've done this before. I know this now.
Yeah.
Trial and error. It's proven.
When you get older, your fuck ups become much more complex.
Yeah.
And
it definitely hurts a little bit worse when you fall down. Literally, when you trip and fall, it hurts worse.
Yeah. I your joints, your body.
Yeah, everything hurts.
It's just all.
Yeah.
But I do think that's reflected in emotional.
Absolutely.
Tripping as well.
Absolutely.
That it does take a little bit longer to.
But physically too.
Physically as well.
I fell at a bowling alley about a year ago, and
what?
I swear to God, my knee is still not better.
What?
The bruise was. I was like, I just fell down like off of a step, fell on my knee. I was like, oh, no big deal. I was able to shake it off. Nobody noticed.
Right.
But I was like limping. but I was like, oh, I'm fine. Don't worry. The biggest bruise like spread all over my leg. I wish I had a picture of it. I probably
aww.
Do. But and now I feel like it's still not better.
you can still feel like
yeah,
a little,
like a little like bump. I'm like, when is that gonna go away?
I was like, oh, did you go past the foul line because there's oil on the lane? It's very slippery, but you just fell down a stair.
Yeah, I just fell down a stair.
Are you accident prone?
No. I feel like when I'm like overextended, super busy, and like not, I try to. You know, I work on being as present as possible. But when I'm feeling not super present, things can get broken.
Sure.
The other day I broke my French press. And I also stepped in my dog's paw.
No.
Then I hit a curb with my rim. I have rims on my Prius and kind of like...
And then you backed into a rake that was on the ground.
It was just hitting in the face.
And then there was a shovel. Yeah. And that.
One of those days. But it's a good... We're like, oh, okay. I need to chill the fuck out. Yeah. So what? I'm accident prone in moments like that. But for the most part, I try to be mindful.
Yeah. What's the scariest thing you can think of that you might want to do but have not done yet?
What do you mean?
Well, is there anything that you always wanted to do, but you're like, I don't have the nerve up for it yet? Or like, is there anything that you, or if you're scared of something, do you feel like you have to do it?
No, there are some things that I'm scared to do that I never want to do. Like, I never want to like, sorry, I'm kicking you. I'm playing a little footsie. I never, ever, ever, ever want to skydive or bungee jump.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are just seem like stupid, bad decisions. And yeah. I don't like heights. One time in Mexico, we went cliff diving, mm-hmm. which is basically just jumping off stuff into water.
Yeah.
And everybody did it. And I'm last. And everyone's like yelling, Chrissy, just do it. Just do it. I'm like, enough. I waited till everybody like left me alone. Then I stood there by myself. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. No one's looking. I can say I did it. And I jumped. While I'm in the air, I have enough time to think, like, why did I do that? This is way too far. I'm still falling. What am I trying to prove? This is a huge waste of my time that I'm in the water. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
That was it.
That was way too far.
There's a horrible prank.
What is the point?
Yeah. There's a horrible prank video on the internet of a guy who is bungee jumping. He's with all of his friends. And they, like, lock him in.
Oh, God.
And they go, 1, 2, 3. And he jumps. And they have an extra bungee cord, and they go, no, wait! And they throw off the other end of this other bungee cord so that the entire time the guy is falling down, he thinks it's the last 8 seconds of his life. And then, fuck you, Katie. How dare you? Katie, that's so fucked up. How could you be laughing at that?
That is so terrible.
Katie's...
That is not
I've
cool.
never seen you laugh so hard in this room. Out of 600 episodes of this show, have I not seen you, like...
That's awful.
That guy, do you understand? There would have been a... Do you understand, like, there was probably a flume of shit that escaped his body like a NASCAR parachute because he evacuated the contents of his body thinking that this was it.
That's not cool. Is there a video of this?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Of the guy's face?
No, but you
Thank
just...
Thank God he doesn't have like a GoPro attached to his face.
Well, there's a worse one. There's a guy, there's a camera in the back of a like a single engine four-seater airplane, a little prop plane, and the pilot's up front, and this guy's in the back, and all of a sudden... The pilot in the front just goes like this forward, and the plane starts going like this, and you see the guy in the back like, ah! Like he fucking loses his mind, and it's all on camera. And then the pilot, after the plane starts to go down, just like snaps back up and turns around and smiles and gives him a thumbs up.
Cool.
No, it was way
Why
not
I
cool.
Why fuck around like that?
I don't know.
It's so irresponsible.
It is. I'm in your camp. I'm a bad. I don't like pranking people.
I don't like pranking people either.
I feel bad. I would never, ever, ever. I'm the type of person that I feel so guilty and I'm so empathetic for people, and I would never want someone to think they were about to die.
No, never.
That's scarring.
Yeah. That's not cool. That's taking things too far.
Are you, did anyone ever play, were you ever pranked in a way that made you?
No. No, thank God. If I ever play a prank on somebody, it's usually for their own good. Like if we're going somewhere that's gonna be like not so fun, I'm like, listen, it's gonna be, or like if we're working late, I'm like, listen, we're gonna be here until like 4 a.m. just so they assume that we're gonna be there till 4 a.m. and then really we're gonna be there at like 9:30 p.m. That's okay, a funny joke, but also then they're like, woo.
Well, that's more of a lifestyle. Now you
wait, you're all the way over here.
I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I can't control where these beauties go. I am so not comfortable in shorts. I just I didn't have time.
That's okay.
You know, I thought I was gonna be able to Shut the fuck up, Kyle. I was coming back from Santa Monica. I thought I was going to have time to run into the dressing room and put some clothes on.
I get it. Something's up out there. I was like 15 minutes late to my meeting this morning, and I left on time. And I was like, what is going on?
What's up is that they're sending... It's a combination of Tadoff Swiftler and then also the... I'm sorry. There's a Tumblr. There's a Tumblr of... Taylor Swift, and it's her face, and they're quotes that look like lyrics to her songs, but they're actually Adolf Hitler quotes.
Oh,
not the obvious ones, but just other ones, and it's very hard. You're like, oh, really? That's pretty close.
No.
In the city, they're digging subways.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, they're building subways?
Well, there's already a subway. They're extending a train. They're building subways, and they're extending a train to Santa Monica.
Is anybody going to use it?
People do if you live downtown.
Yeah, if you...
Some people do.
I mean, how amazing would it be if we had, like, subways that we used? Have you ever been on the subway in L.A.? No.
Yes,
oh, okay.
I have.
Really?
I have.
Okay.
I really have. But
anybody else in this room? You have.
Yeah,
okay, I'm just going to go
it's
fuck
like,
myself.
But it doesn't really go... Okay, everyone who's been on a subway, raise your hand. Okay, Kyle, Katie, me.
Okay.
Oh my God, we all have the same consonant sound in our names. This is a very special grouping of humans that we have together. Kristen, Kyle, Katie, Chris, you guys, it's so much fun. Yeah, there is a train that's going to run all the way to Santa Monica. But
from where?
From downtown, right?
Oh, from downtown.
So that's why traffic's super
fucked
up.
But how cool would it be if it was everywhere, like in New York? Like we can get from like the Hollywood Hills down to LACMA. I don't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, when the next major earthquake hits, then we'll have to rebuild it.
We just crumble. We all just fall into the ground.
All the buildings just go shunk on top of the subways.
Bummer.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting for people in Los Angeles to acclimate to the idea of not being in their cars.
Yeah.
Because we're not a pedestrian culture, and we're not a public transportation culture per se. And
such a bummer.
It is.
My favorite thing about New York is public transportation. It's like you're given the gift of time.
Yeah.
You're not like stressed out, like traffic. Oh, I got to turn here.
But
oh,
you still. But
you're like reading a book, or you're listening to music. It's awesome.
That's true.
Or you're having a conversation with your friend. It takes out that element of stress and like anxiety. Which, you know, I kind of just go with the flow anyway now.
Do you live here or do you live in New York?
I live here now, yeah. I lived in New York for a long time. And I was bi-coastal for a while, but I live here.
Nice.
And I like L.A. I'm not like, you know, poo-pooing on L.A.
Sure.
I love the weather. I love that I can get juices everywhere.
You can get exploding juices. Exploding juice pranks.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Goldie Hawn. Are you celebrating Halloween in a grand fashion this year?
When is Halloween? It's coming up, right?
It is.
Like a week?
A week
no,
from
I'm
Friday.
Not, I'm not going to... I don't have any plans. I've been a little busy lately and overextended, and I'm kind of like just taking it like one day at a time. So a week out, it to me, is like, what?
What's happening? Oh, yeah.
I'm tired, yeah. I like Halloween, but I don't know if I have time to put in the effort to find a costume and then have a party. And I don't really partake in party activities. This is not as fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you not drink?
I don't drink.
Me neither.
Yeah, no, me neither. So yeah. It's not like these like Halloween crazy ass parties.
Well, it's just that you know when you don't drink that 11:30 is around the time you start leaving, because then that's when people start kicking into Vegas mode.
Yeah, kicking into Vegas mode, and you also don't get that like sugar rush where you're up again. You're like,
right.
Wow, man, I'm tired.
Yeah. No,
I'm gonna go to bed.
Genuinely tired. I didn't have the pick me up.
Yeah. But I still like to hang out, and like I can go to, you know, the parties, but
nah.
Man, especially not Halloween. Halloween and New Year's. Like what are you gonna do?
Halloween I like, New Year's I'm not a huge fan of. I would just like, I like staying in on New Year's.
Yeah.
I like being, I don't think I need the,
yeah.
I can just go, oh, you say the last 10 seconds. Just
yeah. I love how all of you people here are going to start your New Year off totally hungover and feeling terrible.
Not us though.
Not us. We win.
I'll be at the gym at 9.
Yeah.
I don't need to make New Year's resolutions because I live them.
Yeah. Amazing.
Better than you. We're better than you.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. You know what? Fuck you guys. This is, what if I just ended the podcast? What happened? They told us to fuck off. I don't know what. I've been seeing a lot of really great parts of Los Angeles lately because I'm furnishing my house.
You are? Okay.
And it's been really fun.
What's the last thing you bought?
I've been buying shit tons of stuff because I had a house.
You have to furnish all the house.
There was nothing in it.
What kind of house do you have? Is it sort of craftsman?
It's actually like a French country style
house. Okay.
See, it's just a lot of like stuff like that in there. That's cool. There's a lot of like bugs and jars and things.
That's cool.
If you didn't know me, I think you'd be like, oh, are you a Victorian serial killer? It's like that kind of house. The house itself is sort of like a French country house, but then I've just been putting a lot of weird stuff in it.
That's cool. It's fun.
Fun.
Yeah. When did you buy it?
I bought it 2 years ago, and I spent about a year and a half doing shit to it.
Some renovations.
And then I just moved in about 4 months ago.
Okay.
And I had nothing when I moved in, like a mattress on the floor and 2 bean bags.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, wow. So this is a big step. I just bought my house a year ago as well.
Did you?
I haven't renovated it yet. But when I moved in, they had just done a lot of stuff. And I was still like living with some residual like construction. I was like, oh, it's awful. It always takes longer. But I've gotten some cool furniture. And I might, I'm thinking about doing some renovations now to make room for another person.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Are you taking in a foreign exchange student?
Yes.
Do you think it was a good idea?
Yeah, totally. Just super excited about it.
Some 16-year-old kid, fun. Russian kid.
An African prince, actually.
Coming to America.
A prince.
Another great movie.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Like, what else do you want to do at this point? What are you doing? What else do you want to do besides you're producing this show that you just sold? What do you want to do personally?
Well, you know, that's kind of like what I'm thinking about this second. I'm sort of available now where I'd like to play something super dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to play a serial killer.
That's the perfect house for that.
Yeah, we'll be location scouting soon. So I want to do something a little different and change it up. I like to do comedy a lot, but I also like to do drama.
What about American Psycho, the TV series?
That's a great idea. I'm going to pitch it to FX later.
You should. They would totally buy that with
female.
You in it.
Yeah, yeah.
They did do that, right? There was a sequel. Yeah, there was an American Psycho sequel, and it was they gender. They gender
oh, they did.
It.
Who was the girl?
The direct video actress.
I don't know. Just it. Oh, so we don't know who she is. Oh, well, that's a wasted opportunity.
Christian Bale.
There you go.
It was another.
Kristen Bale.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was either. And I don't know. I didn't ever actually see it either. But I think that would actually make a cool TV series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Run with it.
Thank you. I'm just going to make a note.
Yeah. No, I want you to. Just move the juices out of the way. And you're writing that on your hand. You're really writing that on your hand.
Yeah, why not? It's a good idea.
Can you?
Don't sue me when you read about it on Deadline.
I'm not going to sue you. I'd be delighted.
Okay.
Could you go see if the Chewbacca notebook is in my dressing room?
The what?
There's a guest book that all the guests sign.
Rad.
And so it's, we've been doing it for a few months. It's basically this furry Chewbacca notebook. But when it fills up, then we'll auction it off for charity.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
So what do you want to do?
Me? I'm kind of doing what I want to do.
That's how I feel too.
I just want to do more of what I'm doing.
That's exactly right. I want to do more of what I'm doing. I'm grateful. Let's just keep it, keep it coming.
Yeah. No, I
what
like...
What about in your personal life? What's going on with your personal life?
I'm trying to figure out this,
the Tinder app.
Oh God,
trying
never.
Trying to figure out the Tinder.
Never. And,
the thing that you could do, if you like somebody and they are also in the business, you can just invite them to come be on the show.
On At Midnight?
Like, I come do the podcast with you. And then you kind of get a sense like, all right, she was cool. I'm going to see if she wants to go bowling. You know what I mean?
Nessie... The problem...
You have a great opportunity here. Maybe you're not utilizing it.
Are you saying when Bette Midler comes on?
Yeah, you never know.
Bette,
try that on.
I just thought maybe you and I could go bowling sometime. Bette Midler. Yeah, I don't know. My problem is that I always assume that people would be like, did you just have me on the podcast so you could ask me out? And I'd be like,
guess what? And then you say yes, and they would be incredibly flattered.
No, they would not.
Yes,
that
they
would. Insulting. They would want to be appreciated for their career.
Both, but it's both. You wouldn't say that was the only reason.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's funny. In the 90s, I hosted a dating show.
Yeah, I know. I loved it. I used to watch it.
Well, I didn't know that. And
singled out, man.
Yeah, man. And people always used to say, like, how many girls did you nail on that show? And I'm like, zero. Zero girls. I never dated any of the girls on that show.
Well, why? Yeah, it's a different kind of woman.
Well, yeah, because I was basically... You know, I was a nerdy kid right out of college, and then all of a sudden I was around all these sorority girls that were very difficult for me to tolerate while I was in college, and like not just the sorority girls, but like the dudes too.
Yeah.
It was just a section of humanity that was outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, but I never, you know, because I always just felt like I'd walk up to somebody like, hey, you probably saw me over there. I was hosting this show. Anyway, I don't know what you're doing later. And by that point, I'd be like, I'll call you. You know, like I just assumed that would never.
No, that it probably would have worked. But those are not the kind of girls that you want to be dating.
No, I guess that's not true. I mean, I guess that's true. Yeah, that would not have worked out.
Yeah. I met my boyfriend in a very strange way. I asked him for tickets to his concert, and that's how I met him. I wasn't trying to date him, but I did. I was able to meet him because he was, you know, he knew where I was.
Well, that's helpful when people know.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easier.
When people know who you are.
Yeah.
Because then it just sort of, then
you're
you.
They're like, oh, you're a real person. You're not some crazy person on
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm familiar. It's like you've been vetted a little bit.
Yeah, you've been vetted.
So it doesn't seem as, random and out of left field. Yeah, I don't know. But see, now that you've said this, now people who are listening are like, every time a woman's on the show, like, is he interviewing?
No, I think you're overthinking it. No one's going to think that.
So now people come on and be like, so what are you working on? Oh, I'm working on this film. Do you
want to go bowling?
Do you like pina coladas? Yeah, I think maybe like figuring out dating and being, I don't know, just... generally comfortable. Comfort mm-hmm. is a very hard thing to hold on to.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that if I sit still for too long, uh-huh. then I just sort of get like, I got to be doing something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are you that way?
Yeah, I mean, I like to be doing stuff. I like to keep moving. But right. Are you saying you're like that like in relationships?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, you know, like if I meet someone that I'm into.
You're like, let's have some fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm not commitment phobic. I just mean in terms of, I just don't like, in any period of my life, I feel like I don't just like sit down and go, all right.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
What is that word?
Yeah, no, I don't.
I don't know what, I don't know what that means.
I don't ever let that
I've
happen.
Never felt bored.
No, I think.
There's always so much to do.
Yeah, there is. There is. Even on days where I feel like, no, I'm supposed to take this day off. I feel like, God, I'm not doing stuff. I don't know what that is.
Do you do yoga?
I used to. I really did. There was a period of time for about 6 months where I was getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
What, and going to like sadhana or something?
And going to a yoga studio that I think no longer exists in Los Feliz area.
Called?
Are you familiar with Los Feliz area?
Yeah.
It was right across from the Mustard Seed Cafe. There was a yoga place.
Oh, okay.
Right next to...
On Hillhurst. I don't know the place, but I know where Mustard Seed is.
It's not there anymore. I don't think it's there anymore.
Got it. I'm into Kundalini right now.
That's the...
Yeah.
That's
there's a lot of, like, chanting and breathing and meditating.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you.
Oh, you got a shirt delivered?
Is that for... What's that for?
Hi, this is for today.
It's for you.
Oh, the photo shoot.
Yeah.
I have to with your shorts. You're going to wear that shirt with your shorts.
Yeah, I have to do a photo shoot. I don't like photo shoots.
Me neither.
They're so... not natural.
Yeah, well, I don't mind the actual like creative part when you're hopefully like have a dialogue going with the photographer, but it's a lot of like poking and prodding and pulling and like you're just like, ah, what's happening?
Be natural, be natural. This is not a natural situation.
Right. Right.
A natural situation would be we're in a cafe and we're having a conversation.
Right.
Not staying in front of a giant white wall and just having to pose in various
ways. If
there's
a camera in front of your face, what kind of face would you make?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'd probably be like this. No, I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm under a microscope. I don't know. I'll tell you what. You sing Rhythm as a Dancer, I'll come up with a photo face. I make the dumbest faces in pictures.
Yeah.
Because I'm so just, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, it's more, I can see that. It's more of, that's like a woman's job. Right?
What?
I mean, getting your picture taken, like, it's different because you can, like, stick your lips out and fling the hair. It's a little different.
A guy, I think you just have to.
Guys are, like, stiffen up, like. Or there was an, do you watch Friends, the best show ever? There's an episode where Chandler can't get his picture taken. He just like makes his face like every time the camera's on him.
That's kind of.
You should just do that. Just go with it.
I don't know what my natural camera face is. There was a, I don't know.
Mine's this. I don't know why all my friends are like, stop doing that. Like, I can't help it.
That's
then I'll
a great
see pictures
face.
Of myself from like little kid through teenage years, always making that face. Like,
that is a great face.
So stupid.
Do you still feel awkward or do you feel comfortable in your body?
I feel comfortable in my body.
Good.
But I feel awkward, but I'm comfortable being awkward.
That's good.
Because
It does take a long time. I feel like it. That is actually one of the good things about getting older is not feeling.
Just be you. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Who gives a shit?
It took a while. It took me a long time to get to that place, but I finally got to that place. I think that's why I'm not really in a. I'm not. You know, when I say like, oh, I'm trying to figure out all this stuff, I'm just sort of comfortable. Like, yeah, I'll figure it out. It'll sort one way or another.
Here's the thing: anything that you want, you're gonna get.
What?
You can get anything that you want. It takes a very long time, but if you're clear about something, you just get it.
I guess that's true. Although I should not take a young lady bowling on a date.
Why? It's a great activity. When I was dating for a year and a half, all of my dates were bowling.
I know, but I'm really good at it. And
right. You're too good at it.
Yeah.
What about shooting pool?
I'm less good at that.
Okay. Do that. Shooting pool. Great date activity. Also, the LACMA. Also... the beach.
Uh-huh.
Riding bikes at Venice is fun.
True.
Just walking the beach is fun.
The zoo is fun.
The zoo is not fun because animals are caged against their will. Why don't you skip the zoo, skip the aquarium?
Look
Disneyland
at their sadness.
Disneyland is a great date. Disneyland is a great date.
Well, all those animals are trapped too. They're just humanoid bipedal animals like Mickey Mouse and Goofy.
Yeah.
They're trapped.
They've made a choice to be there.
I'm going there tomorrow.
You are?
Mm-hmm. So as we're sort of wrapping this up, what is one kind of weird thing about yourself that you are willing to share that you think people would be surprised?
I cut my own fucking hair.
Are you serious?
I cut all my hair off and I did it myself.
It looks really good.
I had it professionally done about a week ago at a photo shoot. I just wanted it like to be like lightened up because I guest starred on the Blacklist a couple weeks ago.
How was that?
It was awesome. But there was a shot of me that's like from here, you know? And it was just like hair. I was like, that is too much hair for a little person. A tall little person. A giant hobbit.
A little tall.
A little big hobbit.
A little tall.
And so I had my hairdresser like cut it, and then it wasn't short enough, and I got home, and I cut about 6 inches off of it myself.
It looks really good.
Thanks.
I'm just saying that's a way to go.
It's a little heavy in here. I feel like there's still like some more work to be done, but I'll figure it out.
No, I think it's
good. I'm confident things will work out.
I think it's really good. You did a nice job.
Thanks.
See, I didn't have to go to Santa Monica to get my hair cut. I could have just had you do it here.
You know, I could have done it with like kitchen scissors. I actually use like a razor on my. I use kitchen scissors and then like, you know, I was like, oh, where's this razor? All right.
Chop, 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 chop. Looks good.
Thanks.
Is there anything that you want to promote or?
Well, listen to Philip Opens.
Oh, Friday. Jason's. Yes. I just saw Jason in New York.
Did he do your show?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
We're friends.
I love him.
He's the sweetest man in the world.
He's the sweetest, funniest, most talented man. He's like the real deal. He's just one of those like triple threat amazing actors. He's so funny. He's always playing guitar. Oh, Rad.
I love
Hi.
Him. He's so sweet.
Hi, Jason. I adore him. I also did Big Eyes with him. So I have both movies I have coming out right now are with Jason.
That's so great.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of his, and he just blew my mind. So funny, always singing, always has his guitar, driving. We shared a wall, so I would hear him like playing music at night, which I love. And driving to work in the van, he would sit in the back with his guitar. We would talk about some song. 2 seconds later, he'd be playing it and singing it. I'm just like in awe of him.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Amazing.
Well, you were all kinds of delightful, and I'm thrilled that we were able to get you.
Yeah, me too. I know, I was supposed to come in, I think the last thing I was promoting, and then it didn't work. I don't remember what.
Because you were like, fuck those guys.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to come. I don't know why.
It's always fun to... You never know, because I think I maybe originally reached out to you on Twitter, and I think I said, hey, would you ever want to come on the podcast? And you never know what someone's going to be like, what's a podcast? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you send me a direct message?
I mean, that's what I said, right?
In so many words.
Yeah.
But
no, so, I was like, awesome, let's do it.
Good, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you on, and the bowling thing is...
It's happening.
Is it going to happen?
Totally. Yeah, obviously, that's happening.
It's fucking way going to happen. Are you going to be weirded out if I bring a bowling ball?
No, I used to have a bowling ball and my own shoes, but they were stolen out of my car. Who, by the way, fuck you, robber. Who takes a bowling ball? I wish I could have seen his face when he got a block away. And he's like, what is this?
I think I can top that for weird theft stories.
Okay.
College. Someone stole a unicycle that I had purchased. Now, let's not worry about why.
Why did you have a unicycle?
Okay, I didn't even get to... Because
could you ride a unicycle?
I was learning.
I had a unicycle as a teenager, or young, like 12. When my parents got divorced, my mom bought me some gadgets.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I had a unicycle and a pogo stick.
Oh.
I was super into both of them. Oh, you know what else I had, which I wish maybe you would remember? A Skip It? Hi, where can I get a Skip It?
To the internet.
You're the internet. Amazon.
Amazon or Etsy or some or something. eBay. eBay would probably be your best bet for Skip Its. Yeah.
His bruised shins.
I remember
bruises
the shopping
spree. Last a year.
I remember the divorce shopping spree my father took me on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Except I think I bought parachute pants.
Parachute pants. Oh my God. Those outfits.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
Why is that important?
Oh, it just seems like we're the same age, but you're probably a little older than me.
I'm 42.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're a lot older than me.
Well,
I guess then I was thinking, because we're into the same stuff, but then I was like, oh, but I watched you on that show. So that, yeah, I wouldn't, yeah.
I was 12 when I did that.
Yeah.
I was a child prodigy. They were like, this 12-year-old boy sure has a plucky charm and floppy hair.
Was that Jenny McCarthy's kind of like first thing? Was that like her?
It was her second thing. Her first thing was Playboy.
Okay, got it.
And her second thing was singled out. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember watching that show, and I can roll my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I can't do that.
And I remember somebody on Singled Out that was their talent. And I was like, oh my God, another person in the world can roll their tongue.
That's not even just rolling. That's undulating.
Uh-huh.
That's incredible.
It's like belly dancing for your tongue.
It's also like...
It's a weird skill. Like only one in like 10 million people can do it.
It's incredible. It's almost like a jellyfish.
Yeah, it's gross.
No, it's rad.
It looks cooler. It serves no purpose.
You like jellyfish?
No, I was stung once when I was in Honduras. I think that sucks.
Did people pee on you?
No, I had vinegar.
Oh, okay. Was it carrot juice originally?
Yeah.
and you just merely opened it onto your wound?
Yeah. That was gross.
Yep,
that was still, really
still
weird.
Smells. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you lost your carrot juice.
That's cool.
If there's anything we can do to help that.
No, it's all good. That one's chlorophyll.
It is.
This was Greens one from Pressed.
Should I be drinking more juice-based products?
I have
like
four a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have literally 4 a day. So I sign up for subscriptions.
Right.
And, you know, I usually do Pressed because they have such a great delivery system. But I try them all. And you buy them kind of in bulk,
mm-hmm.
and then throughout the month you schedule your delivery. So I get a delivery of like at least 12, maybe more, like every 3 days.
Amazing. I should probably get on some sort of a something.
I mean, if you buy 60 at a time, they're always offering some sale or something. You can get it for like $360, which ends up being, I don't know, like $4 or $5 a piece.
Instead of my haphazard, like, what's nearby?
Yeah.
While I'm working.
Yeah.
Is that a meal replacement thing?
No. I just I don't like flat water. I'm not really.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really like drink flat water. I like bubbly water or juice. I love to have a lot of beverages. As we started this, we're back to that.
I love
drink
bubbly
a
water
lot of
too.
Fluids. Yeah.
Did you used to drink and you don't drink anymore?
I used to drink, not like a nutso, but I used to drink, and then I started my production company. I just don't have fucking time.
Yeah.
And I was getting sick a lot.
Yeah.
So I had to like figure out, I also had to cut out gluten, like weird shit.
Oh, yeah.
To keep my immune system, like being an actress and having a company is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you sound busy. You get it.
You don't have a lot of time.
No, a lot of time. I have to wake up feeling great. Your brain has to work.
Yeah. I can't host an after show for every show on television if I'm not in peak mental condition.
Yeah.
So I really have to. No. But there are some. Yeah, and then I travel too because I do stand up on the weekends. So It's like it's just a lot of like being on planes, in airports.
I would get sick every time I flew. I would get sick every time somebody around me flew.
I'm about to go to New York. And someone was interviewing me about, oh, you're coming to New York to do these shows. And I said, yeah. I go, I can't wait. The weather's going to be great. And he was like, I mean, it's going to be nice and cool. And he was like, yeah. But everyone, I don't know why he was, I guess he was just a fatalist by nature. But he was like, but, you know, everyone's talking about Ebola now. And I'm like, why would you bring that up?
Don't you love those people?
Yeah.
Just choosing to be a fatalist by nature.
But it was, what was fun about it is that normally... You know, normally I'm a person that will bail someone out in a conversation if I feel like they've gone down a road that they didn't intend to, and we're about to have what is the equivalent of a conversational cul-de-sac. I will step in and be like, "Oh, it's fine," and I'm like, and I just thought to myself, "I'm going to see how he gets out of this," because it had nothing to do with anything. And he was like, so there was a pause. Well, because, you know, they just found a guy and they, you know, they don't know. They took him into the hospital. They don't know if he has more silence.
But he has diarrhea. Yeah.
So a lot of I just like watching it ramp down. So he was like, so a lot of people talking about Ebola in the city right now. And then I waited even more and he was like, so who's going to be on At Midnight? Like, it was the hardest right turn.
Oh, that's funny.
It was really fun. Normally, I don't let that much air into a conversation,
right?
But I felt like it was worth it.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having
me. I will see you soon. And listen up, Philip. Is it out now?
It's out in New York. It's out on Friday in LA.
Excellent.
And kind of wider than that. It's out Friday. It's out Friday. Period.
Okay. Good.
Stop talking there.
Okay. Stop. It's our Friday. It's our Friday. Enjoy your burrito, everyone.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.